Research from the project Stop AAPI Hate shows that there were over 3,800 anti-Asian racist incidents last year in the U.S. More than two-thirds of those targeted Asian women. One day after the Atlanta shooting in which a white gunman opened fire in three spas last week, killing a total of eight people, including six Asian women, two Asian elders were attacked in San Francisco's Chinatown. 75-year-old Pham Ngoc and 83-year-old Xiao San Shi were both assaulted by the same white attacker on Wednesday. State Senator Scott Wiener and Assemblymembers David Chu and Phil Ting all represent San Francisco in the legislature. They spoke about the long history of anti-Asian violence in California with a group of civil rights leaders Monday. Assemblymember David Chu.
Anti-Asian hate has been rooted deep in our country. This is not something that just happened this past week in Atlanta. This is not just something that has been happening for the better part of a year. This is something, a phenomena that stretches back to the founding of this state and the lynchings that occurred that led up to the Chinese Exclusion Act. It's not just our community, but our entire country. We are upset. So many in our community are fearful. We are angry, and we need to take action. We need to make sure that all hands are on deck, that we are preventing these crimes, that we are holding accountability, that we are pursuing a comprehensive victims agenda, that we're working on this for the long term with education and restorative justice, and that we are rebuilding our API and immigrant communities.
Assemblymembers Ting and Chu signed a letter last week calling for the resignation of a black SFUSD school board member who made a series of tweets in 2016 that they say criticized anti-black racism, but did so by playing into anti-Asian stereotypes. Critics say elected officials' focus could be better aimed at coalition building to eradicate structural racism in public institutions. South Asian writer and cultural critic Notice Android 16 said the media's fixation on squabbles between any two communities of color serves to distract from the strength of solidarity shared by all people who have faced consecutive centuries of white supremacist colonial enslavement, violence, and discrimination.
I think that this conversation should be more steered towards how different levels of white supremacy is actually affecting all of us. I mean, you know, I'm from Asia, like, but I don't consider myself to be Asian sometimes out here now. You know, they didn't feel like they're part of Asia because of the way white supremacy dissects all the Asian communities. I think the Black Lives Matter movement should be prioritized in the sense that it is a movement that actually is more anti-colonialism. So without actually challenging the government, you cannot really challenge white supremacy.
I'm J.R. Summers for KPFA News.